In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where is God? Believers ask this question, sometimes despairingly. Unbelievers ask it too, usually in tones of mockery. But either way, the answer is staring us in the face. God is here with us. We must look for him here. If we cannot find him here, it is not he who is absent from us, but we who are absent from him. This is the message stated and restated insistently in that wonderful prologue to St. John's Gospel that we have just heard. The one who from the beginning is God and with God took flesh, took human form, and lived among us. This is where God is, here amongst us. And when we look for him, we must begin with every person's story, with their hopes and fears, their tears and laughter, the joy of meeting and the pain of parting. Today we hear and sing of the baby in the manger. If God is to be found in the straw and stink of a stable, then he is also to be found in the squalor of a refugee camp in Lebanon. If he is to be found living in a country ruled by a murderous tyrant, then he is also to be found in North Korea, Belarus, and other places where human rights are denied. As his neighbors then were the poor and powerless, so today they are people trapped by debt and insecurity. By saying this, by telling again the story of the baby in the manger, we are saying that things are not what they seem. The story says to people, your life is not God forsaken. You have not been abandoned and thrown on the scrap heap. You are not simply the means to another's gain. The truth is actually something different. You are loved by God. He is going through what you are going through, even when seemingly trapped in the injustice of the world. Something is different. This is the vision that has fired people. A few months ago was the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Others too. We think of St. Francis, Oscar Romero, William Booth, and many others. The implications of this truth, that we find God embodied in Jesus, the human one, the implications are enormous. They present a huge challenge to the way the world is, to the way we humans treat each other. We must look for God here and nowhere else. If we cannot find him here, it is because the world does not know him. People do not accept him. But if we do accept that he is here among us, however unlikely that may seem, then things will be different. The darkness will not overcome the light. that has come into the world. Amen.